EU in Turkey for talks, and man gets killed by world's last pre-Stone Age tribe who just want to be left alone. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Thursday, November 22nd. Top EU officials are in Turkey for talks with Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu. A host of issues, including the Syrian civil war, Middle East peace process, and Turkey's accession into Europe, will be discussed. Turkey applied for EU membership in 1987, while accession talks began in 2005. Talks stalled in 2007 due to objections over the divided island of Cyprus, as well as opposition from Germany and France. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al Jubaid says calls to remove Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi are a red line.
We have made it very clear that Saudi Arabia's government is not involved in this. His Royal Highness the Crown Prince is not involved in this at all. We have made it very clear that this was an operation that went wrong, where people exceeded their authorities. We have made it very clear that we're investigating, that those who committed this crime will be brought to justice.
Pressure is mounting from around the world for Saudi to remove MBS from office after a CIA report concluded his involvement in the killing. Heavy rainfall in Northern California is helping an ongoing battle against deadly wildfires, but has raised the risk of flash floods. Forecasters fear the Pacific storm could trigger mud and rock slides and hinder efforts to recover the bodies of those killed by the fires. At least 83 people have been killed statewide, according to CAL FIRE's Rick Carhart.
We've just come out of a very difficult firefight, but nobody's letting their guard down because we know now that some of those dangers are being mitigated by the fact that we have more containment and with the weather, but we now know that the other dangers are out there, so everybody's on the lookout and everybody's doing everything they can to make sure that they're safe.
And finally, there are some places on Earth that we just don't go to, or we'll end up dead, like 26-year-old US missionary John Allen Chow. The North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean by law is a no-go zone, as it's home to the world's last pre-Neolithic tribe. Chow was killed and buried by the aggressive tribe, who've made it clear in the past that they just want to be left alone. Irony is, Chow bribed his way to the island via a fishing trawler so he could convert the tribe to Christianity. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.